teachers.
David? What are you watching?
Just an old cartoon. I used to love it as a kid.
Oh, David. David, look at me. You hardly said anything yesterday. What's the matter?
Things were so much simpler back then. Did the ghost blow up the hospital? Did the ghost make me kiss Vivian Bell?
What?
When did it all get so complicated?
You kissed Harry's mom?
Well, she kissed me, but I didn't stop her. The next generation of the Collins family, and we're as screwed up as our parents.
Does Amy know?
No. I should tell her.
No, you really shouldn't. If it was just one kiss.
It was, but she has photos. Oh, Carolyn, I'm so drunk.
Ah, I gotcha. Honey trap. She's a gold digger, David. Amy is gonna see right through that.
I still did it. What does that say about me? What do I do?
What we do, David, is stay out of Amy and Maggie's way while they boss everyone around setting everything up for tonight.
So we just hide up here like we used to when the grown-ups were arguing?
Oh, God, no. What we do is try to find out what's happening in this house.
How?
Clues, David. The ghost repeated one phrase to me over and over again.
Marina Lane.
Exactly. We find out where this Marina Lane is, and we find out what happened there.
You make it sound simple.
Just like growing up in Collinwood. Now, get dressed and meet me in the conservatory. Move it!
I'm moving. Thanks, Carolyn. Marina Lane.
Edgar McBride on WLSN 91.3 FM. As the investigation continues at Collinsport Hospital, the cause of the fire is still unknown. Sheriff Rhonda Tate has also released the names of some of the deceased. Richard Hill, 42, and Hiram Fisher, 36, were both doctors at the hospital. Alice Chin, 32, a nurse, and Jerry Gerst, 49, an ambulance driver, are also confirmed to have died. A number of patients also sadly lost their lives. Kelly Vance, 24, Matthew Michael, 67, Andrew McClellan, 32,
It has been 2 days since the fire at the Collinsport Hospital claimed 13 lives, and the town is still in mourning. But for the Collins family, this night will be a night of celebration, for the wedding of David Collins and Amy Jennings is about to take place.
Maggie Haskell, when you summoned me up to Collinwood, I had assumed you meant for coffee, not...
Oh, Burke. They're opening up a ballroom that hasn't seen daylight in God knows how many years. I need someone in there to make sure everything is absolutely perfect. Mm.
And look, Maggie, up yonder approacheth young David Collins, the master of all he surveys.
Which makes you my subject. So get to the kitchen and make me a... Oh, what was it? That drink?
A Burke Devlin special.
Oh, such a clever and original name. I don't know how you came up with it.
Don't you have people to boss around, Mrs. Haskell?
I'll get it.
And I'll get your drink later. I have a ballroom to unveil.
And I'll go check on Amy.
Good subjects. Well done.
You look happy.
Oh, Rhonda, hi. Sorry, I'm just...
All things considered.
Look, we've got to go ahead with it.
Do you?
I'm doing this for the town. Collinsport needs some good news.
I guess you're right. Sorry. Sorry, David. I just... This is hell. I lost my best friend. The one person in this world who always... Sorry. Here, I came to give you this.
A necklace?
I thought it went with your eyes. No, it's... for for Amy. Her something borrowed. How is she?
She slept through all of yesterday and last night. She's okay. How's Cody?
Julia gave him a sedative, so at least he's resting, but... yeah.
And the investigation? Do you know what caused the fire yet?
Martha and Brian are there, and we have some specialists here from Bangor going through the remains.
Was it something supernatural, do you think?
We found gasoline cans near the site. Whoever did this, I'd say they were as human as me or you. Someone in this town is responsible for the deaths of 13 people, and I'm gonna make sure they pay for what they've done.
Shadows. Bloodline. Episode 6 by Rod Morse. The part of Burke Devlin will be played by Adam Hall.
Hold still.
Ow!
Yes, that's good. I think the stitches can come out in the next couple of days.
Days? I'm supposed to be getting married tonight. Oh, maybe we should postpone.
No, you should not.
Maggie, look at me.
Oh, you look beautiful.
How you would say that. I'm bruised from falling down the stairs. I have burns down my arms and legs and...
The scarring will heal over time.
Amy, one of the people who died, Jerry Gerse, was an old friend of Joe's. I spoke to Joe this morning, and he said the same as everyone here. No matter what, the wedding needs to go ahead.
Maggie's right. No postponement.
In spite of everything?
Because of everything.
We need to raise people's spirits.
They tend to raise by themselves in this town.
What? I don't understand.
Oh, sorry, a silly joke. Right, I've got things to do.
You sit back down.
But Harry...
Harry is in the breakfast room eating the soup I made him. Burke Devlin is setting up the ballroom. I'm going to be tidying up downstairs and greeting the guests, the first of whom are due to arrive shortly. Julia is going back to the old house to try and persuade Barnabas to wear something other than that ratty old cape. Carolyn is keeping David locked away somewhere so he doesn't get in the way. And you're going to spend the day in bed so that you're all set for the wedding of the year. You got that.
I got it.
Ed, where have you been?
And good morning to you too, Mom. I just went to get some peaches.
Peaches?
For Viv. She said she liked them.
And so off you run, like a good little boy.
She's been through a traumatic experience. I'm just being friendly.
Sure you are, Ed. Well, anyway, she needed to make a call. I said she could use the phone upstairs.
Okay.
And don't be long. I have to start getting ready. Assuming you haven't gotten me barred from Collinwood as well.
The wedding isn't for hours.
Well, I want to look my best.
Now, why would that be? I'll leave you two to it.
So, any luck so far?
This is every map and book on local history I could find. Someone's been building up the library since I was last here.
So I see.
You start with that pile. I'll start with these. And if we can't find anything...
Let me guess. A seance?
A seance.
So off you run like a good little boy, just because I might be finding someone.
Listen to me. For once, I'm asking you for advice. Yes, I've got the photos and... he's my son. If I do this, I could lose him again. I could lose him forever. Because despite how you dragged me up, I've somehow grown up with a heart. No, I don't have feelings for David. Of course it's about the money, but... you know, I'm stupid to think you might actually understand. I nearly died. Harry nearly died, and he's not going to forgive me if I stop this wedding just for some cash. Oh, forget it. Oh, hi, Ed.
Got your peaches.
Thanks. Did you...
Every word. You've been playing me.
I wasn't. I was just being friendly.
Like you were being friendly with David Collins.
Ed, you're a nice guy. I'm not a nice girl.
You led me on.
I was just being friendly. Like my mother taught me to be.
Well, obviously you think I'm stupid. Like everyone thinks I'm stupid. But let me give you some friendly advice. Because I lost my wife, and there are things I should have said. So you just sit there, and you listen to me.
So, Cyrus, what do you think?
It's huge.
I always assumed you'd been to Collinwood before.
I never got an invite. I guess I really have come up in the world.
You're welcome. So, remember?
Okay, don't mention anything about the supernatural to Maggie Evans.
Haskell.
Maggie Haskell. Don't stare at any bruises or burns on anyone. Don't hit anyone and don't chew with my mouth full.
Good boy.
Hey, do I get a treat if I behave?
I'm sure I can think of something.
And you ready? Amy?
Like you said, she invited me.
Sabrina! Oh, it's so good to see you.
That's settled.
And you must be Cyrus.
Guilty as charged. Are you a psychic? Because we didn't even knock.
Maggie's got me locked up there like some fairy tale princess, and I am going crazy. I saw you through the window.
Same old Maggie.
Well, not quite, remember? Talking of which, how have you two been able to get away?
You mean, where's John?
The son of the Dark Lord currently resides within the trunk of our car.
Ah, so, we were wondering, could we borrow some space in the basement?
Shouldn't you be up at Collinwood?
Oh, I was just getting in the way.
That's your third scotch. You all right, Mr. Collins?
Jess, honestly, I don't know. It's not just the fire. It's not just all the wedding drama. There's something wrong, and nobody but me seems to feel it.
Have you said anything to anyone?
Jenny, I can't.
Jenny?
They're all far too preoccupied with their own dramas.
Getting me mixed up with another woman now, are we? Here, fourth scotch. On the house.
A free drink? The end of days must really be upon us.
Well, if you don't want it...
I didn't say that.
I had Deputy Martha off shift last night. Seems pretty certain that fire wasn't an accident. What possible reason could someone have to blow up a hospital? What if the fire was to cover up a real murder, like it was a misdirection, and everyone else was just, what do you call it?
Collateral damage. Could be. But then it puts all motives back on the table, doesn't it? What's so funny?
Look at us. Two lonely people making up stories to fill our day.
There's no harm in wanting to make sense of what happened.
You want another?
No, I think I'll head on over to the hospital and see what's going on.
Oh, you're playing detective now.
The hospital was our bequest. It would be remiss not to ask questions. I'll report back.
Oh, no, that won't do. Hey, Ed.
Mom.
Ed, look after the bar. I gotta go out. Wait for me, Detective Collins.
Any luck?
Nothing.
I still can't believe it.
What? That Collinwood is haunted? Again?
No, that my little brat of a cousin is all grown up and getting married. Where did the time go?
Strix and Petofi and Rankin have a lot to answer for.
I guess so. Oh, it's no good. I don't think there's ever been a Marina Lane in Collinsport.
I can't find a mention in any of the history books. And this is the latest map of the town. Manville Way, Maple Drive, Marina View, but no Marina Lane. Where the hell can it be?
It's like Rose Cottage all over again. Are you sure we shouldn't tell Amy?
I just want to marry her, Carolyn. I want to start our lives together. She's been through too much already.
Well, let's look further afield. Logansport, Corinth Bend, even Bangor. Even then, there has to be a reason why the spirit is specifically haunting Collinwood and why it wants us to go to this Marina Lane.
Marina Lane. What was that?
We're trying to help you.
What I don't understand is, this ghost pushed Amy down the stairs. Why should we help it?
Marina. Marina Lane.
Okay, we'll keep looking. And maybe this ghost didn't push Amy.
This is not how I expected to spend my wedding day.
Oh, to be fair, you're having the wedding at night so a vampire can come. None of this is exactly normal.
So, you all set?
Maybe.
I'm still not sure we're doing the right thing.
We did not drive from Bangor with the Antichrist in our trunk for you to cancel at the last minute. It's pre-wedding nerves. Happens to everyone.
I survived an explosion in a hospital. The wedding should be a walk in the park, believe me.
So, what is it then?
Okay, you can't tell David. Something's wrong. I don't just mean my falling down the stairs. Though, bless him, I think that was an accident.
It wasn't?
Of course not. But no, I feel like I'm missing something. Something important.
To do with the wedding?
Maybe.
Something old? Something new? Something borrowed? Something blue?
David left this out for me. A necklace from Rhonda. That's the something borrowed. My dress is new. I guess the bruises on my face are my something blue.
I'm glad you can see the funny side. Well, since we're on the subject, this is for you. Here, open it.
Oh my God. But you can't, it's...
My engagement ring from Chris. But before that, it belonged to your mother.
I remember.
Something old. It belongs with you, really.
Oh, Sabrina. Thank you.
So, who's giving you away?
Oh, it's... I haven't got anyone. I thought I had... You do it.
Me?
You! You can give me away.
That's really not normal.
You are my brother's wife. Your family. Oh, can you get that? If Maggie sees me, she'll send me to my room with no supper.
Of course. Hello?
Oh, you're new.
Can I help you?
My name's Vivian Bell. I need to talk to Amy.
One, two, three.
biggest businessman in town, the next you're lining up chairs in some bar.
Hi. I was wondering if you needed a hand.
Well, my wife said that I had to come and ask if you needed a hand.
This room is amazing.
The old Collinwood Ballroom, locked up by Jameson Collins for reasons unknown. And yes, please do help.
I am Cyrus Longworth Jennings.
Burke Devlin. Longworth? Molly's boy?
Yeah.
Well, well. I heard you were quite the handful.
A long story.
We're gonna get along just fine. Okay, you grab those and start that end.
It's quite the place, isn't it?
Sure is. You've been given the tour?
Ground floor and basement so far.
Oh, I can tell you stories about that basement.
You should see who's down there now.
Knock, knock. Burke Devlin, as I live and breathe.
Carolyn Collins Stoddard.
Technically, it's Carolyn Collins Stoddard Hawks.
Should I leave you two alone?
Look at you, all grown up and respectable.
Wait till I've had a few champagnes after the wedding. See how respectable I am then. Come here.
Yeah, maybe I should just leave you two alone.
Oh, it's fine. Burke only ever really had eyes for one girl. And you must be Cyrus.
That's right. Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
We have a lot to talk about. But first, boys, a question. Has either of you ever heard of a Marina Lane?
So, what can I do for you, Vivian?
Yesterday, when you were resting, I tried to speak to Harry, but...
He wouldn't talk to you?
Quentin said he was too upset because of that doctor, the one who saved him.
It's complicated.
I know. He was Harry's boyfriend's father.
Why don't you come in? Let's see if we can find him.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. I have you and David to thank for saving my life.
I just did what anyone would do.
Well, I was wondering if there was something else you'd do for me.
Of course.
I was wondering, would you come to the wedding tonight? My way of saying thank you for what you did.
Can you believe it? That used to be the Collinsport Hospital.
Oh, it's awful. Who would do such a thing?
Can I help you guys?
Ah, Sheriff Tate. As a representative of the Collins family, I was wondering if there were any developments.
As I said to David Collins earlier, not really. We found those gas canisters near the main entrance.
Well, do you know where the fire started?
We think it was in a corridor that ran along the reception area. Oh, excuse me.
So, are we looking for someone who was in the reception area when the fire started?
Maybe. Hercule Poirot? Maybe.
Cody? What are you doing here?
That was his office. Over there.
I know. Look, I found this. It's a bit singed, but...
That?
It's a lovely picture of you both.
My last science fair.
You can tell how proud he was of you. That was on the wall above his desk. He was looking at you every day.
Was. Always that word now, isn't it?
I know.
It gets better, though, right?
Not completely.
What?
It'll hurt less often. What you had becomes more important than what you lost.
But?
But there are going to be days when suddenly, out of the blue, you feel that twist in your gut all over again. And you know what? That's actually a good thing.
How could that ever be a good thing?
Because it means they mattered. And because the people who don't feel anything are... monsters.
I don't feel anything right now.
You do. It's just too big to take in. Just remember how much you loved him, how much he loved you. And look at this photo and remember how proud he was that day. Tonight, do you want to stay at my place again? I'll be going to the wedding.
I don't think I can face it. All those people.
Go on. Go back to the house, and I'll be back as soon as I can.
Sheriff Tate, can you come and look at this?
Coming, Brian. Look after yourself, Cody.
She's wrong, you know.
What? Why are you still... I thought you'd gone.
The monsters. They aren't the people who don't feel anything. The monsters are the people who see something so terribly wrong with the world and don't try to make it right.
Hello, Harry.
Hey.
It's nice out here. Nice fountain. How are you?
What do you want?
I think this is yours.
My camera. You got everything you wanted then.
And these.
Photos.
I'm not going to use them. I'm not going to blackmail David.
Oh. You're leaving then? Off to find some other rich sucker?
No. Can I sit down?
It's a free world.
It was actually Ed Griffin who persuaded me to... I don't know. Try and talk to you.
Try then.
His wife died and there were things unsaid. You're my son. You nearly died. I missed out on so much of your life and... Let me be honest. It wasn't all because of Andrew. I look around at everyone, especially here, and everyone seems to know what to do. I don't.
You really think that?
I don't know, Harry. I need the money. It doesn't matter why, but I don't like myself, okay? I don't like what I am, but I don't know if I can change.
How do I know this isn't just another game?
You don't. I just want you to try and trust me. And I know that that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever asked you to do.
Okay, try. Try and be a mother. Try and tell me what I need to hear.
You're not responsible for that man's death.
Oh, I... Right.
He saved your life, but he was already injured. You can't blame yourself. Look at me. Tell me you don't blame yourself.
I just... What must Cody think?
He loves you in a way I've never experienced. He'll be fine. You both will. Could I... Would you let me hug you?
Yes.
Oh, my boy. Right, come on. We should get inside. It's starting to rain.
I wish you could be there tonight. I'm scared. I don't know why. There's something weird happening.
Oh, I will be. Amy asked me to stay. To thank me for helping her.
Really?
I know. Who knew Americans understood irony?
Anyone home?
David, can I help you?
I used to love playing here when I was a kid.
Yes, I remember.
Is Barnabas still down for the count?
The sun's only just setting. He'll be up shortly.
How's he doing?
Not very well. I'm having to ration his blood supply. I'm worried I won't be able to contain him much longer.
What happens then?
We may have to find a willing donor.
Better that than an unwilling one.
Barnabas, how are you feeling?
Hungry.
Should I be worried?
We should all be worried. Now, since you're up, we can run some tests. Give me 5 minutes and come down. I'll see you at the wedding, David.
I never knew half of what went on here, did I?
You were too young to understand.
Remember when we first met? I thought you were a ghost. You told me all about the room at the top of the house.
I remember.
She'll do it. You'll watch the sun rise again.
I hope so. We keep talking of the past, don't we?
I know. Even though there's so much to look forward to.
Was there anything in particular you wanted to speak to me about, David?
There's a ghost at Collinwood, and I'm terrified. Barnabas, I'm terrified it wants to hurt Amy. Have you ever heard of a place called Marina Lane?
No, can't say that I have. But, David, shouldn't this wait until after the wedding?
It might be too late. I need you to do me a favor. You and Julia. You know so much more than the rest of us. Will you, I don't know, just look out for us? I need Amy to have the perfect wedding. I need to pretend everything's perfect. I need someone to watch over us, to make sure we're safe.
David, go back to the house. Drink champagne and try to put everything else out of your mind. Tonight is about you and Amy. Julia and I will see that you come to no harm.
Quentin, Jessica, come in.
Hi, Maggie. Oh, please tell me the rain hasn't ruined my hat. Oh,
you look stunning.
I tried to tell her.
Help yourself to...
Maggie! You're wanted in the ballroom.
No rest for the wicked. Champagne's over there. Go, mingle.
Anything you say, Mrs. Haskell. And may I say how beautiful you look this evening?
I'm a married woman, Quentin Collins. But I'll accept the compliment.
So, we're near the finish line. I was worried there'd be a last-minute cancellation.
Afraid you wouldn't get the catering fee?
Of course not. It was all COD. So, I'm thinking, we mingle, and through polite, pleasant chit-chat, we find out
who was in the reception area when the fire broke out.
Clever boy. Ooh, champagne.
Hey, guys, say cheese.
Cheese.
She seems sad.
Mrs. Griffin, she looks happy enough to me.
Her eyes, a sort of lonely look. It comes and goes. Amy has it as well.
You don't think Amy's changed her mind?
No, trust me. Any mention of David brings the light back.
Good. This wedding, it's a good thing. We need it.
Exactly. Now, shoot. Take lots of pictures.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's the... Oh, Burke, Cyrus. This is... It's beautiful.
I lit all the candles.
Maggie, join us for a drink. It's Roger's finest brandy.
Oh, you are incorrigible, Brick Devlin.
Oh, neither of us needed much encouraging.
Well, you both worked wonders with the place.
And the hour approaches. Are we good to go?
Very nearly. All the guests are here. Everyone seems happy. Amy and David are just about ready. And I've made sure that the food and everything
Maggie, you've done it. Nothing can go wrong now. Come on, have a drink with us.
Here you go.
To the wedding.
Oh, I think to new beginnings.
Very well.
To new beginnings.
Ooh. I hate brandy. Okay, gentlemen. Let's go rally the troops. It's time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to make your way through to the ballroom... Amy, you look stunning.
She cleans up well, doesn't she? It's all down to my best woman.
Well, I should go and take my seat.
Oh, before you do, can I have a quick word?
Sabrina, you're needed up front. Come with me.
You really do look amazing, Amy.
Thank you. One thing, I'm not stupid. Go near David again, and I'll summon up every creature from hell to destroy you. Could you lower my veil? Thanks, Viv.
Wow, that dress is stunning. Oh, Rhonda, I'm so gay.
It's not exactly sensible, is it? And heels? On these floorboards?
Barnabas, are you all right?
This is a night of celebration, so why do I feel so uneasy?
Oh, Quentin, I love a wedding, don't you?
I don't know. I've never really had much luck with wives.
There's still time.
Psst, Cyrus, give me your glass.
Cheers, Mr. Devlin.
Amy, you look... wow.
I should wear a veil more often, then.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered together here in the sight of God.
Hi. Sorry. Is it okay if I,
Oh, Cody! We saved you a seat.
Next to me, if that's okay, or I can move.
It's perfect. Thank you. Sorry. Sorry.
I'll start again. Dearly beloved, we are gathered together here in the sight of God and in the face of this company to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony. Into this holy estate, these two persons come now to be joined. If any man can show just cause why these two should not be lawfully joined together, let him speak now or forever hold his peace. Do you, David Theodore Collins, take this woman, Amelia Margaret Jennings, to be your lawfully wedded wife? And do you promise to be her faithful and loving husband in sickness and in health, in prosperity and in adversity, and through every change and condition in life until death do you part?
I do.
And do you, Amelia Margaret Jennings, take this man, David Theodore Collins, to be your lawfully wedded husband? And do you promise to be his faithful and loving wife in sickness and in health, in prosperity and in adversity, and through every change and condition in life until death do you part?
I do.
David, if you could take the ring from Sabrina.
Oh, yes, of course. Here.
Sorry, nerves.
You klutz.
Here you go, David.
Thank you. Amy, with this ring, I thee wed, and with it I bestow upon thee all the treasures of my mind, my heart, and my hands. You're shaking, that's so sweet.
Amy, are you ready to proceed?
Sabrina, I don't...
Amy, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Sorry, is he... fading.
Amy.
Amy?
Sabrina, I don't... What are you all looking at? What am I doing here?
Oh. Amy!
Harry, go after Amy. Everyone else, just stay where you are.
What on earth is happening here?
We appear to be at a wedding, Julia.
Did you do this?
Oh, no. But this is beautiful. I didn't have to do a thing. Everyone's forgotten him.
Forgotten who?
Rhonda, look at this.
Order of service for the wedding of Amy Jennings and David Collins?
Who on earth... is David Collins?
You've been listening to Dark Shadows Bloodline, Episode 6 by Rob Morse. It starred Alec Newman, Nancy Barron, Wallace McBride, Wallace Hamon, Daniel Collar, Adam Hall, Catherine Lee Scott, Lachelle Carr, Stephanie Ellen, Julie Newmar, Marie Wallace, Jameson Selby, David Selby, Georgina Strawson, Lisa Richards, Christopher Pennock, Scott Horan, Kelly Burke, and Andrew Collins. The script editor was Joseph Litzter. The sound design and music were by David Darlington. Producers, David Darlington and Joseph Litzter. Directors, Ursula Burton, David Darlington, and Joseph Litzter. And executive producers, Nicholas Briggs, Jason Haig Ellery, and Jim Pearson. Dark Shadows is a Big Finish production.